This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Following a month-long investigation, sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at the Myrtletown home of 57-year-old John Biederman, and he was later arrested and booked on several charges related to the continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14. Biederman faces four counts of lewd and lascivious acts, and he was booked into jail yesterday with bail set at $300,000. Biederman is known locally to some as the man who plays a local storyteller and a character known as Carpathian. Harris Street was closed temporarily, and residents of a trailer park next to Redwood Acres were asked to shelter in place after sheriff's deputies received a report of a possible suicidal man who had made threats yesterday morning at about 9:30. Deputies and crisis negotiators responded to the scene, and negotiators were able to speak with the man, who eventually came outside and surrendered peacefully. There were no injuries reported. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law Senate Bill 54, the Sanctuary State Bill, that will limit state and local law enforcement agencies' cooperation with federal officials when it comes to immigration enforcement actions. Brown, however, demanded an increase in the scope of previous convictions that exclude immigrants from the law's protections, including 65 serious and violent felonies and more than 800 misdemeanors. Brown also signed bills that protect immigrant tenants from threats of eviction by landlords based on immigration status, and a third bill that requires employers to notify employees of pending ICE actions or face fines. College of the Redwoods announced that it has received another donation from Harper Motors for the school's automotive program. Harper Motors donated a 2005 Ford van to the program, and it will be used to teach students about modern vehicle repair. Instructor Michael Richards said the program is in need of modern vehicles and that he hopes more dealerships and individuals will donate late model vehicles in the future. Caltrans announced that it will open Highway 299 between Helena and Junction City to one-way control traffic beginning tomorrow as work on the roadway and the surrounding hillsides continues. Workers are removing tree stumps and loose boulders and installing fencing on the hills that burned during the Helena fire, which also damaged culverts and guardrails. One-way control traffic will be in place 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell and the Planning Department have scheduled another community meeting regarding changes to the county code related to cannabis. The meeting will be held at the Redwood Playhouse in Garberville next Thursday, October 12th, from 5:30 until 8 p.m. County staff will be on hand to answer questions related to application deadlines, commercial cannabis activities, and a proposal to expand the areas where cannabis can be grown. You can view the current draft environmental report and the land use ordinance at the county website. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.